Today we celebrate that wonderful feast of St. Augustine. Yesterday his mom, and today St. Augustine, converted at the age of 32. Probably not overstating that he had the biggest influence on the theology of the church in history. Quite an amazing person. I think one of his great insights, which he uttered as a prayer in his Confessions, which you can read his book, two books, Confessions and The City of God. They're quite amazing. They're still quite popular, even though they're 1,700 years old. They still make books, by the way. But his prayer that he uttered, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee, O Lord," is one of the great insights of all time. That when God made us, He made a spot in every human that only He can fill, that only God can fill. That's how He made us. And so we can say we're atheists, agnostic, everything else under the sun. But the fact is, our souls are restless until they rest in God, because there's nothing and no one, no job, no anything, no person that can fill that spot that is restless, constantly restless, unless God fills it. That's how God made us. And what's so wonderful about that insight, because that's true of every human heart, we know that God is always stirring. And even though someone can act like they're all content without God, they're not content. There's something restless, always stirring. And that's the opening for grace. So as we come here this morning, what brings us, huh, at 6:45 in the morning? Our souls are restless. They just aren't resting. And something happens when we show up here. It gives us a little more rest. But then we wake up tomorrow, and we're restless again, because God will never give us anything that means we no longer need Him.